Okay, next up, we have John Bowman. We're looking for... I'm sorry. Did I massacre your last name?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
It's actually John Boehmer, but that's okay. Caroline, everybody calls me John
Boehmer. I'm sorry. John and
Knudsen calls me John
Boehmer. All right. A flash in the past. I used to know John Bowman. Anyway, let's welcome John Boehmer and the Women. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful song with Camille Breeze. And I'm sorry, who else is accompanying you, John?
This is Leslie Bryan.
Leslie Bryan of Ergo Canto.
Camille Breeze on vocals. And actually, guilty here of switching. This is actually Camille, because we did a John Boehmer song for Camille's set, and now we're doing a Camille song for John's set.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is really complicating your job, I realize.
Well, I'm glad you just explained it, because I couldn't. So, let's
hear I'm confused.
Let's hear it for John and the girls.
It is getting late. We're all getting a little punchy. Well, this will relax us all. If you know the song, just jump right in. If you don't know it, second time around, you'll know it. So this is for Ken. We were just talking about cats. So this is what happens if you have cats in your life. Yeah, it's kind of obscure, but
very.
It has to do with cats. Shocking head of gray. Captain Kurikawa never did have much to say. His wife's name was Lily. She was a tiny, fragile thing. When Captain Kurikawa had given her a ring, she said, "I will be faithful and I'll always be true. You'll never want for anything. I'm just gonna do the chorus again. She's such a pro. Lily, my charming Lily. A teacher, an apprentice to a clerk, John appeared and spoke the very words that Captain Kurigawa feared. I wish to be a sailor, it would make a man of me. But the captain cried, I forbid a son of mine to sail the sea. Not another word was said about the episode. So that night while his family slept, the captain sat alone singing, Lily, my charming Lily. Oh, Lily, my darling Lily. Oh, Lily, my lovely Lily. Oh, Lily, oh, Lily. The next day, Captain found Lily sitting near the tree. So he sat down beside her and they stared out at the sea. It's time I finally told you, Lily, all there is to know about that dark and fateful night a many years ago. My ship ran aground beyond where now sits Minot's light, with 37 souls on board and only I survived. I owe my life of this, I'm sure, to a spirit of the sea. Found my drowning body, and before she rescued me, she said, should I or any of my children dare to sail, we would capsize, and this time the ocean would prevail. I woke up later on the beach beneath the waning moon. From out across the water, I could softly hear a tune that went on. Lily and the captain long ago once made their home. Now all that remains is a cherry blossom tree and a field of tiger lilies that look toward the sea. They say that if you stand there beneath the waving moon, from out across the water you can softly hear a tune that says, Lily, my charming Lily.
I just want to take a second to say that I kind of got thrown off because I started singing that song and I realized it was all about Japan and the ocean. So I just wanted all to send some energy out there.
Thank you to John, Camille, and Leslie. Dude, what a beautiful, beautiful song.